Black Diamond Broadcasting, welcome to ABC, Always Building Sheboygan, a series presented by the Sheboygan County Community Foundation. We'd like to introduce Noreen Keating. She's the president of Sheboygan County Community Foundation. Got a very nice program lined up to start this series, Noreen. Who are we going to be talking with today?
Well, we thought we should go back to the beginnings of the Community Foundation and explain the need for it and have a way to start it up as a separate nonprofit. And we are here to start this series off because we really enjoy the nonprofit world. There's 251 nonprofits in Sheboygan County, and we think there are ways to help enhance them, and maybe this show can do a little of that. We'll have other people later that are experts in the area, but today we have a founder for the Community Foundation of Dick Sanford, who lives in Mullet Lake Village and has been here for years, and Tom O'Hare, who lives in Toponabee, who was a founding board member of the organization. So I think we could hear right now from Dick.
All right, the name of this series is Always Building Sheboygan. Dick Sanford, welcome back to the radio. It's been a few years.
You're welcome. Yes, it has.
Let's go back to the beginning, the start of the Sheboygan County Community Foundation. You were one of those who spearheaded that effort. There was a need. Tell us what that need was and why it was important to bring the foundation to Sheboygan County.
Well, 5 years prior to that, the founding of the Sheboygan Economic Development Group, a 501c3 nonprofit, was established to create projects that would energize the community, find projects that were supportive of growth and the needs of the citizens of the community. The projects came forward, but there was always the question of, well, we need a few thousand dollars for whatever to make the project come alive. And so 5 years into that, began to dream about what kind of funding identity or program we could come up with. And I was reminded of some work I had done in Kalamazoo, where my businesses were located. I was supporting the Kalamazoo Foundation, and they had a big billboard out on the highway. And I said, you know what? Why couldn't Sheboygan do the same? If we create a funding mechanism, it would be a foundation. And so went to the board members of CEDG, Chris Sangster and Bud Darnell and Sue Eno and friend Tom O'Hare down in Toponabee, and who were serving on the board of CEDG, and said, let's split off a group and form a foundation, which we did. Although none of us were seasoned or talented or experienced fundraisers, we were able to muscle some contributions and began to start the foundation supporting projects that the board would select. And it's worked very well. A number of projects came to us that we supported. One that I was particularly fond of was doing something about the ragged-looking riverside, and from that appeared two wonderful local people, Connie and Dale Rieger, who had done trail projects in Florida, and they signed on. I brought the financing challenge to the new foundation, and it responded, paid to get rid of those ugly black dead ash trees and beech trees, and started to clean our act up, and so that people would not signal us out as being neglectful. And so started a project that we intend to see fulfilled.
Another founding board member for the Sheboygan Community Foundation was Tom O'Hare, who's still in the Toponabee area. Tom, you've had a lot of business experience, and then in Sheboygan County, I think you've been able to bring some of that to this board and the community and help out with a lot of this effort.
Well, one of the things I got involved in early on was the effort to market Sheboygan County, the Great Up North Marketing Initiative, and You know, I look back at the experiences I had initially with the Sheboygan Economic Development Group and then with the formation of the foundation. And, you know, what I found coming into the community is that there are many people who are very generous and want very much to see Sheboygan County grow and prosper. And I think one of the opportunities was for people to have a way to channel that effort and that desire to contribute to the community. And the nice thing about the foundation was it gave people an opportunity to participate. A lot of times people, you know, sit back and say, geez, I wish I could do something. You know, what is it that I can do to help the community? And the foundation gave them a great outlet. It gave them a great opportunity to support those business initiatives in the community, the things that the Economic Development Group were focused on. And one of those things was the opportunity to promote in market in concert with the Pure Michigan campaign, Sheboygan County. It's a tremendous place to be. It's a tremendous place to raise a family, to work. And, you know, through COVID, so many people could work from home. And so they came up here and they kind of planted themselves and they continued to work and got their kids involved in schools and in the sports activities. And so, you know, through that whole effort, the foundation stepped forward and became the fiduciary for the contributions that were made by people in the community to help support the marketing of the county. Did that in concert with the Convention and Visitors Bureau and with the Chambers of Commerce in the area. So it was a great collaborative opportunity. And, you know, from my business background, it's really all about working with people, bringing different groups together that have common interests and common objectives, and giving them an opportunity to jointly participate and to make things happen and get things done for a community.
Tom, the foundation got a great start. It's had a lot of success. What's it going to take for it to be successful in the future, do you think?
I think it's going to take more people standing up and being a voice in the community to the leadership of the county, to the leadership of the cities and the communities that are in Sheboygan County, to let leadership know in elected office that we want to see Sheboygan County prosper and grow. And the foundation is a group that supports not only the city of Sheboygan, but supports the broad county, Wolverine and Indian River and Toponabe and Aloha. So these are all, you know, parts of the community. And I think when those voices get together and can, you know, amplify together the message, I think when you can get the business elements and you can get the philanthropic elements and you can get the elected officials in the county all working together, I think jointly we can get a lot of things done.
It's Always Building Sheboygan. We call it ABC, a series provided by the Sheboygan County Community Foundation. We're talking with Dick Sanford and Tom O'Hare, former board members. And Dick, another thing that's probably pretty important for a success of the foundation or any organization or business will be that board structure, the board members. I think you've been fortunate to have a lot of very dedicated, effective people so far. So that's going to be important going forward.
Very important. Our current president, Noreen Keating, has been focusing on finding talent and adding it to the board. And it's starting to show. We have outstanding talent on the board, and more in the pipeline. We are a little weak in Indian River representation. Sue Fisher was a board member. We miss her. We need someone in Toponabe. And so if you folks are listening out there in those neighborhoods and you have an interest in building the county, contact Noreen Keating.
Dick, you, Tom, Noreen have all decided to locate here. You must love this place.
50 years ago, I visited Mullet Lake and said, this is where we want to be. 1972.
Now, the foundation, we were going back, I think it was 2011 you got started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got a great website. You had a lot of successful projects. I guess the key component, too, is getting people to contribute. You've been fortunate with that so far, too.
Hard work and incredible talent. Our president, as a fundraiser, has made the difference.
Tom, you see a lot of potential for this area, don't you?
Well, I do, Mike. And, you know, what I see and what excites me about Sheboygan County and why I love being here is seeing the potential that exists for the county. When you step back and you look at the northern part of the Lower Peninsula, we have as many wonderful things in this area and this part of the state as all of these other parts and other communities do. And so when I look at what is going on here and I look at the lakes and the trails and the wonderful people and the willing spirit that people have, it really excites me about what Sheboygan County can become. It is today. It's a great community today, but it's got so much more potential down the road.
Noreen, we've had two great guests talking about the history of the Community Foundation and the future. It all sounds pretty positive to me.
Well, of course, we do need people to participate with us, and donations are always welcome, and we have events to put on. If people want to help us, that would be great. But we really are dedicated to the nonprofit world and the quality of life that it enhances. So this is going to be a series of events. Many people know Jim Conboy. He's going to be a guest. We thank you, Michael, and we thank Black Diamond Broadcasting for this opportunity to help across the county via the nonprofit services.
Okay, our guests today, Noreen Keating, Dick Sanford, Tom O'Hare. You can find out more online at SheboyganFoundation.org. ABC, Always Building Sheboygan. Presentation of the Sheboygan County Community Foundation on Black Diamond Broadcasting.